There would be chaos and confusion, and a diplomatic upheaval of unprecedented proportions. I couldn't take it in at first. You bloody liar, do you expect me to believe this cock and bull? For that matter, who in the world would credit it?
Everyone.
His face was working with pain.
You are not the prince. You would be identified for what you really are. Even if it took time, witnesses who knew you could be brought, who would doubt it? It is true.
My brain was reeling. But in God's name, what for? What could Bismarck gain from all this?
The discredit of England, your Lord Palmerston, utter bewilderment and rage, in Strakens, Dane and German on a knife edge here, there would be bloodshed and disorder. That is what the Baron wants. Oh, Herr Gott, my feet are on fire.
Damn your feet. Why the hell does he want bloodshed and disorder?
As a pretext. You know that Strakens and Schleswig and Holstein are bitterly divided between Dane and German. Disorder in one would spread to the other. The old rivalry between Berlin and Copenhagen would be fanned into flame. For the sake of German interest, Berlin would march into Strakens, and then into the other two. Who could stop her? It is only the excuse that is lacking.
And how would my murder be explained, in God's name?
It would not need explaining. That you were an English agent, that would be enough.
Well, that seemed the silliest bit of all to me, and I said, so, who was going to buy me as an agent?
Feel the lining of your tunic on the right side.
For all his pain, he couldn't keep a grin of triumph off his face.
It is there. Feel.
By God, it was. I ripped out the lining with my knife, and there was a paper covered in tiny cryptograms. God knows what they meant, but knowing Bismarck, I'll wager it was good, sound, incriminating stuff. I sat, gazing at it, trying to understand what de Gotha had been telling me.
It has all been exactly planned, says he. It could not fail. Confusion and riot must follow on your death, and Germany would seize the opportunity to march.
I was trying vainly to make sense of the whole incredible scheme, and to find a flaw in it. "Aha! Hold on," says I. "This is all very fine, but just because Bismarck has fine ideas about marching into Strakens don't mean a thing. There's a government in Berlin, I believe. Suppose they don't share his martial ardour. What then?"
"But it is planned, I tell you," cries he. "He has friends, men of power in high places. It is concerted, and when the chance comes in Strakens, they will act as he says. He can force the thing. He has the vision. Das Genie."
Aye, perhaps he had the genius. Now, of course, I knew that he could have done it. I doubt if there was any diplomatic coup that that brilliant, warped intelligence couldn't have brought off. For all that he was the most dreadful bastard who ever sat in a chancery, he was the greatest statesman of our time. Yes, he could have done it. He did, didn't he, in the end? And where is Strakens now? Like Schleswig and Holstein, it's buried in the German Empire that Otto Bismarck built. It was just my bad luck that I'd been cast, through the sheer chance of an uncanny resemblance, to be the first foundation stone of his great dream. This was to be his initial step to power, the opening move in his great game to unify Germany and make it first of the world states. Squatting there on the damp turf of the Jotun-Gipfel, I saw that the crazy scheme in which he had involved me had a flawless logic of its own. All he needed was something to strike a spark in Strakens, and I was the tinder. Thereafter, with him gently guiding from the wings, the tragic farce could run its course. De Gotha groaned and brought me back to earth. He was lying there, this foul brute who would have put a bullet in my back. Aye, and had already planted his sabre cuts in my skull. In a rage, I kicked him. This was the pass that he and his damn friends had brought me to. I shouted, stranded in the middle of their blasted country. Incriminated, helpless, certain to be either murdered by Bismarck's crew or hanged by the authorities. He roared and pleaded with me to stop. "Aye, you can howl now," says I. "You were ready enough an hour ago to show me no mercy, curse you!" A thought struck me. "I don't suppose you showed any to that poor Danish sod, either. Where's Carl Gustav, then?
lying somewhere with his throat cut and a letter in his pocket saying a present from Flashy and Lord Palmerston. No, no, he is alive. I swear it. He is being kept safe.
What for? What use is he to bloody Bismarck?
He was not to be... nothing was to befall him until...
Until I'd had my weasand slit. That's it, isn't it? You dirty dogs, you. Where is he, then, if he's still alive?
At first he wouldn't say, but when I flourished the knife at him, he changed his mind.
In Jotunberg, the old castle of the Duke, yonder, over the crags in the Jotunsee. I swear it is true. He's under guard there. He knows nothing. The Baron leaves nothing to chance. If aught had gone wrong, he might have been needed alive.
You callous hound, and otherwise, he'd have got a bullet too, eh?